This Advent season we are in, and that we begin this church year, is a season of penance. We take on, just like in Lent, some prayer and fasting and almsgiving. It's also a season of preparation for Christmas, for the feast of our Lord's birth. It is also meant to be a reminder of the time before Christ came. We liturgically enter into that time in these few short weeks when we await the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. And just like the people of Israel, we too, in many different ways, experience this longing in our hearts. Lord, when are you going to act? When are you going to come and make yourself known? When are you going to come through for me? Just like the people of Israel, who waited thousands and thousands of years for their Savior. And we too sit here in the year 2023, and all of us in our own particular way have that question on our minds that was on the heart of the prophet Isaiah in that first reading. Why do you let us wander? Why do you let us wander, Lord? Away from you. We are sinners. We are sinful. Why do you let us wander? Why do you let this world continue to go off in the way that it is? Why do you let the chaos around us and the lack of morality and religion go on around us? Why do you let the confusion continue around us? Why do you let me continue to sin? And we might wonder, as we wander, is there any hope? Are you going to come through for me? But the reality is, we are not in that first century before Christ. We now know the answer to that question. Are you going to come through for me? When we hear Isaiah begging the Lord, rend the heavens and come down, we know now that he did just that. There is no question. Jesus came, the God-man, the second person of that Trinity, came, became one of us. We know that God will come through. Advent, the beginning of this season, is about trust. Do I trust in what God has already shown me to be true? Do I trust that even as I continue to slog in this world, continue to struggle with my sins, continue to hope for relief, do I trust that God will act because he already has? As we struggle with our own sins or with the sins of others or with the world around us, do we trust that this God who came in a world of sin will act just like he did then? See, the reality is, when we ask the question, will you, where are you, Lord? He says, I'm here on the cross. Because we don't have to worry if he's going to act. He already has. The truth is, we don't have to wait. Even as we suffer now, God is showing us back the image of himself, Jesus Christ, and saying, I'm here. I'm with you. Do not be afraid. He is with us. And let us trust that he is working, and that he will come through for us, not because of some faint wish or hope, but in a real, firm faith, because he has already acted for us.